the way that this paper came about was pretty convoluted. I was working on something completely different, and I was at the time working in breast cancer and focusing on G-protein-coupled receptors, which are a class of proteins that I've studied for a long time, and trying to understand the role they played in cancer. And I had done some analysis of the expression of G-protein-coupled receptors in triple-negative breast cancer, and done this study looking at one such receptor, GPR161, published a paper showing that it's overexpressed in a lot of patients that have triple-negative breast cancer, and then doing all the functional studies to show that it might be a really good drug target. When I was doing this, I noticed that GPR161 was overexpressed. So just there was a lot of this protein around in about 50% of the patients that had triple-negative breast cancer, which was a deadly form of breast cancer. But I really wanted to understand why GPR161 was overexpressed. And I started thinking a lot about how are genes expressed in cancer, what can turn them on, what can turn them off. And there is a significant amount of research into that, but it was just something that I kept thinking about in the back of my mind. And so when my postdoc advisor left Cold Spring Harbor, I had the opportunity to switch labs and work in a different lab that was focused on pancreatic cancer in the lab of Dave Tuveson. And I kind of kept thinking about this and said, you know, I'm really interested in this process of gene regulation in cancer, and I want to think about it more broadly. So I quickly started collaborating with Mike Schatz and his grad student, Tyler Garvin, and said, this is the problem I want to look at. I'm not a computational biologist. I'm a lab wet bench scientist, but this is a problem that I think is really exciting, and they agreed. And so we kind of sat down and said, what are we going to look at?